Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Yes, he is a host of the From the Diamond podcast, 5 to 7 on Sundays. He has this lucid, agile baseball mind. He is Grant McCauley. Grant, it is so good to hear your voice again, my friend.
Rob Tribble, it has been far, far too long. Great to talk to you as well.
Yes, sir. All right, Matt Olson's hitting slump. You know, there are ways to get out of a hitting slump. Sometimes you just have to endure it. You can use visualization. Maybe you can hire John Smoltz as a sports psychologist, Dr. Jack Llewellyn. What about his eyes? Maybe he should just have his eyes checked. Sometimes that's a thing, you know?
You know, that's been a thing. It's even been a thing in 2022. Eddie Rosario went through that whole deal. But I don't think that's the issue with Matt right now. And I talked about this a lot with Corey McCartney, who's my co-host on From the Diamond. And we've kind of been going through this for a few weeks now and talked about it again this morning on battery power. The big thing that I look at with Matt Olson has simply been his struggles on fastballs. He is getting beat far too often in the zone on fastballs. And that's something even he acknowledged to David O'Brien recently on this road trip in an article that was in The Athletic a couple of days ago. And that's the thing that you're trying to correct. I mean, you can key in as much as you want to on fastballs, but unfortunately, that's not all you're going to be thrown. So I really feel like it's going to be perhaps even the most minor of adjustments. And then, of course, having a little bit of success that'll get the confidence back, get him rolling again, because we have not seen the best of Matt Olson. But if you could pick a time for a slump, this would not be the time that you would have picked. And September has only magnified that, most certainly.
And we said last week, Grant, just one more thing on Olson, because we've never seen him before up close and personal. I don't know how he deals with adversity. I know he's a career 250 hitter. I know he pops for RBIs and home runs, but this is one where, you know, it's that added pressure element of now you're not that it was at the minors, but you're in the big time now, in a big time pennant race. Is there anything that in years past, Austin Riley worked with a minor league instructor. I mean, is there anything anybody else in the organization can do to get this guy back where he needs to be?
No, I don't know that there's really anything, to be honest, that is going to really change the trajectory of it right now. And we don't have a whole lot of time that you want to, get too many cooks in the kitchen, as they say, I guess. But the thing about Matt Olson, the hitter, and the profile that he brought over, he's not the hitter for average that Freddie Freeman was and still is, quite obviously, as Freddie's challenging for a batting title. But Olson does walk. He is a selective hitter, and he has more home runs than any other first baseman in baseball over the past 4 years. So you knew you were getting that bona fide power threat. And a guy that you were hoping, and I think maybe the glove has been a little bit disappointing so far this year, is going to be something you can also depend on. But this, I just feel like, is as much as we look for a rhyme or a reason or a cause or perhaps the quickest fix you can find, is just one of those slumps that, like Rob said, sometimes you just have to hit your way out of them. And I think that's where Matt Olson is. He did get that day off on Saturday. I know we talked about that, Mike, time and again. Would a day off help? I don't know. Yesterday was not necessarily a banner day if you look at the box score, but he did have a double. He nearly had a solo home run. It was tracked in at the wall. So maybe a couple of good swings per day, and Matt Olson starts to see those results and gets going, because the Braves desperately need him to be a run producer, whether he's a cleanup man or not.
You know, Grant, I think it's been a difficult year for Ronald Acuña. I think a lot of course, we have the physical. You know, the knee, he second-guessed his knee. It was sore. Now the back issue. I also think that he is such a baseball prodigy, and I was telling Mike this earlier, he's such a baseball prodigy that he's not used to any sort of adversity whatsoever. So this could actually help in his maturation process. And I think he's too gifted not to crawl out of all this adversarial things he's going through.
Wow, you must be reading from my book, because that's been kind of my read on Ronald Acuña Jr. Year is when you. Yeah, and well, I know, and it's a good book, too. So when I look at Ronald and you look at his career, how many times do you think he's walked onto a baseball field and not been the best player out there? I would say not too many times. And when we are talking, when he's not the best player out there, it's guys, you know, like Mike Trout or Shohei Ohtani or maybe Fernando Tatis before he got himself into some trouble, Juan Soto. But it's a discussion every time. This year he has not looked like that guy. And I know the knee has been a big part of that. This nagging back thing hopefully is something that's behind him now. Got most of the weekend off against Philadelphia. Came up in two key spots for the Braves in the 8th inning and the 11th. He was intentionally walked. It set up a situation where a wild pitch helped the Braves tie the game. And then it was Ronald coming through with the base hit to put him ahead in a game that they very much needed to win. They had to get out of Philly with a split. And when they needed somebody to come through with a big hit, Ronald was the guy. So he continues to be that. He will continue in the future to be that guy for this team. It's just, I think, it's been a process of him getting himself through all of the physical and mental hurdles that comes with an injury that I'm sure has created just at least a little bit of doubt in your own abilities. And that's something that he probably had not experienced too many times in his life, because he's still a pretty young kid. He's not even 25 yet.
It is our man, Grant McCauley, guys, talking about the Bravos with that split in Philly. More on the Falcons and the victory Monday, how we got it done in Seattle coming up. Grant, we were just talking to start the show about Charlie Morton. And unfortunately, because of the oblique injury to Strider, we're not going to see him against the Mets. We will throw out Fried, Wright, and Morton. Should we be concerned about Charlie? I know he's the vet, the guy that's got the experience in the postseason, but where is he at now?
Well, I mean, obviously he has not looked like the guy that we've seen in postseasons past. He hit up for 6 runs, a couple of home runs by Kyle Schwarber on Sunday, and that continues to be, if you track back his last 4 starts, you know, he's allowed 15 earned runs across those starts, and a lot of hits, a lot of walks, a lot of homers. Yeah, there's a lot of strikeouts, but the swing and miss stuff has really just not been there for him in some key moments when he's needed it most. And I don't know that there's, again, to kind of go back to what we're talking about with Ronald, or excuse me, with Matt Olson, you know, a quick and easy way to fix this. I mean, he's going to have to be the guy that makes the adjustments, but you go look at his baseball reference page or just his career stats on home runs allowed. He has never allowed more home runs in his career than he's allowed this season, 26 of them. He allowed 16 last year, and that, I would say, was a high number for him. So he's got to figure out how to keep the ball in the ballpark. If there's one thing he can do that would, you know, turn him around and hopefully get him heading in the right direction, it's to keep the ball in the yard. And sometimes that's easier said than done, but you line up that series the best you can with no Spencer Strider. I think you want Max Fried, you want Kyle Wright, and you want Charlie Morton, who's been a big game postseason pitcher in his career, to face the Mets in what is very well what could decide the division when you think about the potential swing with 3 games head-to-head right now, with just 3 games left after that for both clubs.
He's a far younger, more winsome version of Peter Gammons, our baseball pundit, Grant McCauley, joining us, and he also has his From the Diamond podcast, 5 to 7 on Sundays. Grant, I have some advice for Kenley Jansen, and I think it's a very simple thing, but I think it could actually steal some outs this way. He should devote more time to his pickoff move. It would not compromise his preparation, pitching, and everything else, because he never pays any attention to a runner on first base. It'd be such a surprise if he could develop that pickoff move. He could probably steal an out and make innings a lot easier for all of us, including himself and his teammates. In my humble opinion, Grant.
It has added some stress to some of his ninth inning situations, most certainly. But I don't know that at this point, what's the old saying about a leopard in his spots or a tiger in his stripes or whatever it is. I don't know that he's going to make that change, but it would help me with my anxiety when somebody gets on, because you know that this is something teams can exploit. And not only have they exploited him on the base paths to the tune of, I believe, a 93% stolen base percentage for would-be base stealers. But you saw what the Nationals did to him about a week ago when they decided they'd just have a bunt of Palooza there in the ninth inning and make him run around and field his position. So, you know, it's with Kinley so much in his career, it's been, okay, that guy's over at first. I'm going to strike the next 3 guys out anyway, so it doesn't matter. But right now, I think he's, you know, had to fight a little bit for it. And, you know, I've talked to a couple of Braves relievers over the course of the last few years, and everybody's envious of Max Fried's pickoff move. I don't know that Kinley's going to get one of those, but just a little courtesy toss over there to let you know, hey, go ahead and get a half a step back there to give the catcher some kind of chance to gun down a runner might be helpful because baseball is, of course, the game of inches.
Yeah, when Kenley's working right, it doesn't bother you when he isn't. That hitch to the thing just drives you just up.
Do it. Everything.
Do it. It just does. Anyway, it's our man Grant McCauley, GMAC, with us. More on the Falcons, guys, with a blitz coming up. The Braves go with Bryce Elder. I mean, he's looking good. I got to be honest, Grant, there's probably most Braves fans would say anybody from Gwinnett other than Odorizzi. That's another. I mentioned Morton. Odorizzi is just, look, they can't all work out midseason. You got Will Smith off the payroll, but Odorizzi's been a colossal disappointment.
Yeah, and that clunker on Friday, I think, was probably the coup de grace, one of the worst starts by a Braves pitcher all season long, and we've had a few clunkers here and there, but you know, with Jake, he said it after that start. It's like, hey, either it was a strikeout or they were hitting the ball, and they were hitting the ball hard. And the 8 earned runs would tell you they were hitting the ball hard quite a bit. You know, I think we're going to see Kyle Muller in this series against Washington, but Jake Odorizzi is going to be thrown in that third game against the Nationals so that you can reset your rotation for this Mets series. And a big reason why you have to do it and maybe trot him out there again is you're already tapping into Bryce Elder to fill the spot of Spencer Strider in this rotation. So it's a challenge, I think, right now to kind of get the pieces where you want them. But if you had to line it up and throw Odorizzi against anybody, I'd rather throw him against the last-place Washington Nationals than risk anything against the New York Mets at this stage. But, you know, they don't all work out, and this is just an example of, you know, one of those things where, you know, a new spot, you know, doesn't necessarily turn a player's career around every time, that change of venue. But, you know, I think the Braves have done as best they can to set up their rotation for this stretch drive, and particularly that three-game series against the Mets. The injury to Spencer Strider, though, that's just something that is going to be a hurdle they're going to have to overcome, and still, fingers crossed, he has no setbacks whatsoever as he gets ready for the postseason because you know you need him there.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 45%. Up to 45% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.